Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen.
Good golly, Miss Marley.
You know him as Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years, just like me. We're still rocking here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I always like playing Richard. He's great. What a great icon of the rock and roll era. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you go there and type in Jack Uldrich, Uldrich, into my search engine, you'll find Jack's suite on our website. We built a Jack Uldrich suite right there on the website. You can find all the things he's done with us, all the things that we know about him that he's allowed us to post of his own stuff, all the way back to 2004. So we're glad to be able to make that available to you. And so I hope you check it out and all the other things there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and also our poll question. We have a different poll question on the homepage every week. So check that out there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jack is a futurist. He's the author of Jump the Curve, among many, many other books. And Jack, you're looking into the future these days. In fact, you've got a new book coming out. Talk to us about some of the things that you're seeing coming at us out there in the future.
I do. I have a book that's going to be out in the fall. It's going to be called 2020 Vision, A Futurist Looks Out to 10 Trends Shaping the Next Decade out to 2020.
Shouldn't you change it to 2121 Vision?
Maybe I will.
I like that top, 2121. Yeah. go ahead, Jack.
And it was interesting. You were just saying that you have an archive of all of my old interviews.
Yep.
on the website. And I know that you do that for everyone that you interview. And one of the trends that I am writing about is the future of search. As impressive as Google is today, we're really just at the tip of the iceberg on this. And search and these complicated algorithms are really going to simplify our lives in some ways that are a little hard to imagine today. And maybe if I could just use the example of myself and your website. I've been on your show since 2004, and mm-hmm. as a futurist, I think one of the valid questions is, well, how accurate has Jack been in some of his predictions? But because you have all of those interviews recorded, in the very near future, algorithms are going to be able to sift through those interviews and find out whether mm-hmm. I was accurate in my
right.
predictions or not. And so it's this notion of search is going to go from not just looking for information in the past, but to help you essentially better predict the future. The search engine of the future, it's going to be in your smart device, and it's going to prompt you to do things before you even know you need to do them yourself. It's going to remember your wife's anniversary, your kids' things. It's just going to be extraordinary.
So your life you'll have your own algorithms for your life, won't you?
You will, and essentially, this might frighten.
Tell the audience what an algorithm is. Help them out with that.
An algorithm is simply a very complex mathematical equation that has figured out how to look for data that is out there on the internet, and then find nuggets of information to take.
Well, that's
the data
that's how it works.
Is
it? That's how it works as a search, tool. But in terms of your own life, it also combines known things and matches. An algorithm can match up what it knows about you and what it anticipates that you will want.
Well, that's right. And the beauty of the future of search is that every time you take an action, every time you answer a call or read an email, this algorithm learns a little bit more about which emails you find important.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of just sort of what it will be able to do in the future is it will know which people you like and need to take a telephone call from. So if you get a call from someone that's not important, you know what? Your phone's not going to ring. But if it is from someone very important, it's going to ring, and it's going to ring with a different tone, and you're going to know that that's a call that you need to take.
Let me make a prediction myself here, Jack. These algorithms on steroids are going to create another issue, and that's it's going to bring into heightened awareness the debate about privacy.
I think that's right, and the debate is going to center on obviously privacy, but there are going to be other people who understand that these algorithms make their life so convenient. So it's going
that's
to be
the, that's the debate
and different.
That's the debate.
Right.
On the one side of the debate is convenience and efficiency. On the other side of the debate is the right to privacy or the expectation
and
of privacy. Maybe I should say the expectation of privacy.
Yeah, I think it's going to also break down along generational lines. I don't think that you and I are as comfortable sharing
You're right.
information.
You're right.
But if you go and look at our kids and grandkids and what they're sharing, they have a different notion of privacy. One isn't right or wrong, it's just different. And and I think they're going to peacefully coexist. I don't think it has to be an either-or
right.
solution, I think.
But these are things, folks, these are future debates that Jack's talking about here. You know, some of the stuff he's talking about are real, you know, real things, you know, real ones and zeros put together in an application that you can almost hold, you can at least use it. And the other is the debate about those things.
Mm-hmm. But I think the easiest way for your readers to think about this, in the very near future, you are going to have a personal assistant in your pocket. And that personal assistant is going to be your smartphone. And it's going to allow you to do things that essentially only a personal assistant who has worked with you for the past 25 years.
Here's an old fashioned algorithm. My jeweler calls me because he knows when my wife's birthday is. He calls me to remind me about that. How about that for an algorithm? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Tintel, Jack Oldrich is our guest. His book is called Jump the Curve. It's outstanding. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.